Michelle Smith joins us, two-time Olympic gold medalist for 1996 and 2000. The U.S. softball team also provides color commentary for the nationally broadcast Major League Baseball network on ESPN. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Well, here we have the Hall of Fame ballot that comes out with, let's see, one, two, three, four, five controversial names on it. Six, if you want to count Curt Schilling because of his financial issues, but five, really. As far as steroids go. Now, I guess the first question I think anybody has is, what do you think the chances Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, Rafael Palmeiro, and Sammy Sosa have of making it on the first ballot? Well, actually, Mark McGwire already missed the first ballot, I suppose.
Right. So I think that set the precedent. So I think there's a good chance they won't. And it comes down to, as you mentioned, the steroid error. Did these guys knowingly, obviously, if they used anything that was performance-enhancing, at a time when MLB wasn't really testing for stuff, to me, it gets a little bit shaky. I don't think that any athlete should ever have to use anything to compete at a higher level. I think as an athlete, that's your integrity, that you play with what, you know, God's given you and you work as hard as you can. But, you know, it's tough when there's a lot of money on the table and you want that world championship or that World Series win. So I do think, though, there's a good chance we'll be passed by this first round.
You do, Michelle. I mean, if they were to be put into the Hall of Fame, wouldn't that be almost being complicit and saying, okay, well, we're going to look the other way if athletes are doing performance-enhancing drugs?
Yeah, and, you know, I think it is bad to take a blind eye to stuff like this. I don't think it sends a very good message to youth. And it's a shame to me because the sports of baseball and softball are so, there's so many different aspects. It's not just being bigger, faster, stronger. It's, you know, it's hand-eye coordination. It's the ability to really have experience. I mean, most athletes in our sport don't really reach their peaks till they're in their, mid-late 20s, early 30s, unlike a lot of other sports where it has more to do with you know, other aspects of the game. So for me, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that these guys were great athletes, and if they'd have never, you know, been viewed in this way, they might would find themselves being looked at in a different light here.
See, I wonder, as you mentioned, it is hand-eye coordination, and I played baseball, and I remember that, I don't care how strong you are, I mean, that's why when I hear him called performance-enhancing, I don't know that I buy that when it comes to hitters. I don't know. I mean, Barry Bonds, for example, this guy was hitting 45 home runs before he ever ballooned up. Mark McGwire, same situation. In baseball, there's just a lot of things that have always been unequal. You have people in the Hall of Fame right now who were known for throwing spitballs when it was illegal.
Well, yeah, and there, you know, that's another great comment is that you have a lot of talk about sports where it's performance enhancing, where the athletes themselves are looking at, you know, performing at a higher level because of what they put in their bodies. Well, what about when you start working with your gear, like you said, a spitball or let's cork bats, mm-hmm. or you find that even in racing, you know, if someone's car is a little bit lighter than someone else's, or they find ways to get around what the rules are. So I don't know that it's always just about the fact that you've put something in your body that is going to make you better. But to me, it's unfortunate, though. I mean, the biggest advantage, I think, for a hitter, or maybe even for a pitcher, is the fact that, you know, if you have warning track power and, yeah, you're hitting 45 home runs a year and then all of a sudden you're hitting 70, I mean, that's the problem, is that you're getting that little bit of extra distance. Players or pitchers, yeah, a little bit more velocity.
Or maybe you got sent to the Yankees back in the old stadium when you had a 291-foot right field fence, which is shorter than most high school players play on.
I'd love to hit off of that in softball.
Yeah, exactly. See, all things being equal, I remember in baseball, I'm not going to name the player, but if I told you, you'd instantly know who it was. We were talking, I was interviewing him, and we were off the air. We were talking. He said, let me tell you, the strongest guy I've ever met in this league is, you know, if strength was what it was about, this guy would have hit 100 home runs a year, but the reality, because he was a moose, but the reality is he was a crappy hitter. Those are his words, by the way. And he washed out after 5 years with about a .235 lifetime average. He said, it's not about strength.
No. And I'd rather take a guy who has a great swing, a great eye, can be a situational hitter than the one that does have all that strength. So that's, you know, therein lies with baseball why some people might would say, well, come on, you know, they're already established Hall of Fame careers before they started using anything.
How many years do you think it'll be before these guys? Because I agree with you. I don't think they're going to get in for a while. How long do you think it'll be before they do, if they do?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
How long do you think it'll be before these guys get in, if they get in at all?
Yeah, that is a great question. You know, I think if a lot of people are going to stay true to the sports and say no, you know, they did something that was illegal or deemed illegal, that they may never get in. But yeah. I think that and look at what we've just heard a lot about with Lance Armstrong and what cycling is going through. Right. You know, there was a time when, if there's one area where I feel bad for some of the athletes, these guys, is that, well, hey, we weren't tested. They said we had no rules in place, so we were doing something that, you know, it wasn't like it was on the rule book saying you're not allowed to be doing this, that, or whatever. And so therein lies a little bit of the gray area where you can find a little bit of sympathy for the athletes. But I think the biggest thing for me, it's kind of even like Marianne Jones.
Michelle, I hate to tell you.
She didn't need to use it.
Michelle, you know about time limits. I got to go.
Yes, yep.
Thank you.
Guys. It was
all right.
Chat with you.
Michelle Smith, ESPN.